Hi, my name is Bill Karmas. I work in the marine industry. I'm the sales and marketing director for DockMate US. Some of you out there know me. I used to be the North American representative for Zenta Systems. So I've been in the controls industry since about 2008. That's allowed me a lot of different experiences on different boats and pretty much seen most of all the boat builders, some of the big production boat builders in the world. And one of the reasons I chose DockMate 2 years ago is that very much like the people I worked for before, our guys in Belgium that created the product, they do a very thorough job of creating high-level interfaces. And that I felt was very, very important. I feel like the hardest part of determining whether a product's safe to use, safe to take over, safe to transfer control back from the original helm to a wireless remote, especially, is the way it actually communicates with what's on your boat. I think anybody in the boating industry knows that they don't build enough boats to have a production standard like, say, Toyota or car dealers, where they make 400 cars before they put them into production. There are some variables you have to deal with. And the amount of time that DockMate took in the beginning to create these interfaces and follow back through and work with all the big control suppliers was monumental in my decision to come here, and really should be monumental in the purchasing decisions of people who are going to add one of these products to their boat. I believe that we're probably not the least expensive product in the marketplace, but the additional benefits you gather from being able to leave the helm, being able to tie your boat up by yourself, and also, more importantly, as importantly as anything, I mean, I think we all know what it's like to have that special someone in your life, whether it's your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, on the bow of the boat. And if you're 30, 40 feet away on the flybridge, things can happen. I'd much rather be on deck with them, and that way you can see all corners of the boat. You can see the things you possibly could bump into, obstacles you may not be able to see from the bridge. But also, if you're standing there and somebody's mishandling a line, you're steps away. You're not just, yelling at a person from the bridge who doesn't really understand what you want them to do. I think we've also all had that person who's been on the boat and they're less than a mate. They're more of an obstacle. And they'll like throw a line around the bow, and the back end of the tail end of the boat, stern end of the boat goes sailing out, and it becomes a problem. The DockMate, as it in itself, makes all that better. The last part is that, or the other part is that we just recently launched our dynamic positioning system, or DockMate DPS. We incorporate your engines, transmissions, thrusters. And it actually has two modes. They were really smart about how they did this. One of the things that's different about DockMate DPS from pretty much everybody else's that I've ever experienced is we only use one engine at a time. That's kind of the same way you would operate the boat. So given that, the boat feels very natural when it's sitting still. The other is that we have two modes. There's ocean mode, which we use engines only. In that mode, the boat actually turns itself into the largest point of resistance, whether that be wind and or current, and it backs into that. So you have to have a little room around the boat to be able to let it maneuver into that position, but then it's basically backing into the current or the wind, does it very controllably, very comfortably. And then if you happen to have proportional thrusters on the boat, we then allow you to activate what we call precision mode, which then uses the proportional thrusters and the engines and transmissions together to provide a much tighter level of control. When it comes to that, you can activate it from the helm. You can activate it from the DockMate, and it's a very, very simple system. Also, if you decide you want to use dynamic positioning while you're docking, it's kind of interesting. It will eliminate carryover. I had a situation at the Miami Boat Show last year where I had a gentleman, one of the editors of Sail Magazine, was on our demo boat in Miami, and he was getting a little flustered. He was a sailboat guy, single screw, never had any thrusters. And basically, when I said, let's try docking in DPS, and he did this, and when he lets go of the joystick, the boat just stops. So it took him a minute, but he kind of re-evaluated where he was, and he picked up the boat again, and he docked it perfectly. Some of the other features that are exclusive to DockMate are we have a feature called soft docking, where you can either flip the joystick or just press one of our buttons momentarily, and it will engage the transmission for a predetermined amount of time. We set that time to you. So if you have a brand new azimuth that goes into gear and idles along at 8 knots, we can set it up to turn a half a turn on the propeller so it gets a little more gentle. If you have a trawler of sorts, or a Katie Krogan, let's say, that when you put it in gear, it may take a second or so to react, we can create a 3 or 4 second delay in how long it stays in. So what that really does is gives you a consistent amount of control every time. Every time you push the button or flip the joystick forward, it's going to do that all the time. The other standard features on our wireless remote control would be throttle plus. Throttle plus, again, is another predetermined amount of throttle that we set to you. Every controls manufacturer allows us a certain amount of range that we can control. So we can, let's say the boat idles at 600, and at the very high end, you want, I don't know, 750 RPM. We can then programmatically have you press and hold one of the buttons or move the joystick, and it goes from 600 to 750. And we can actually also programmatically, change the arc of how fast that happens. So it feels like a proportional throttle, but it's not quite proportional. We, as an option, we offer fully proportional throttle, and that the more you push the joystick, the more you get. It's obviously not available on our push button controls, but it's super when it comes to outboards. Our Vector, which is very similar to our Twist joystick product, and I guess I should clarify, the Twist is for fixed engines and thrusters. It'll make a shaft line boat or a boat without a joystick act like a joystick boat. Our Vector is specifically made for boats that already have a fixed joystick, and then it will articulate the motors, let's say on an outboard boat or the pods on a pod boat, just like your fixed joystick, but it still allows you the freedom to move around the boat. Given all these features, it's my belief that we're well worth the additional, you call it price, that we offer the marketplace. Our support is second to none. We have a 75 plus dealer network all around the country, and that's growing steadily. As a matter of fact, we just hired another external salesperson. His entire job is to find more and more DockMate dealers and DockMate resellers in order to support what it is that we're trying to build here. And ultimately, I believe that we're fun to do business with. We're everybody that's here. We like to welcome everyone into the DockMate family when they join us. And most of the people do stop by the booths at the various boat shows, have a beer with us, enjoy some time with us, and tell us how much they like their DockMate. Okay, I kind of feel like we should talk about the dealer network. Just so it's really clear, the only people who can install a DockMate would be certified partners for DockMate. And we also have a group of what we call elite partners that we travel all over the country with. They're certified as well. The only difference is that they only sell DockMate, and they travel all over the country in areas where we have yet to set up a dealer network. DockMate can control CAN bus based controls, analog based controls. We have interfaces for just about anything that a production boat may or may not have. Having said that, the reason that we control this the way we do is that there are variables, and you need to stay up with the DockMate software. We have a proprietary what we call Dock Control 2 software that allows us a lot of control over the throttle and your thrusters and all the things that happen and how we take control. And all those things are really, really important for the end user to have a really good user experience and to also maintain a really high level of safety. This is why we certify our partners. To be a certified partner, you need to come to school once a year. You need to do at least one or two events a year on your own. And you also need to sell a certain amount of documents in order to stay current with our software curve. We're a continuous improvement company. So what you knew 2 years ago might not necessarily apply today. And it's important to our customers and to, again, to keep the level of safety in check that everybody participates on a regular basis. We also, though, I will say we do have one product that is a DIY product. It's called our M2E. It's for boats that have mechanical and/or hydraulic controls. It is a gears only. There is no throttle option for it, but it comes standard with you're able to control your forward and reverse gear, as well as a bow and a stern thruster and an anchor and a horn. All our technology, we use spread spectrum signal hopping technology. That's the same technology that the military uses to fly those drones everywhere. It's very similar to what you do with Bluetooth. It's very, very secure. We change frequencies 6 times per second, 6 frequencies 6 times per second. So you're never, ever sharing a frequency with another dockmate ever. We think that's hugely important to maintain safety. We guarantee 165 feet of range. We've seen, depending on where the unit's been mounted, we've seen as much as 300 feet of range without the addition of additional antennas or any kind of signal boosting amplification. Like I said, this product has been very well thought out. It's been tested, and it's reliable, and it's durable, and it's pretty much all you could ask for in a product that you're going to put on your boat and feel really good about, knowing that when you turn it on, it's going to control your boat as safely and as effectively as you being at the helm. But then again, adding all that advantage of being away from the helm.
So thanks for tuning in to another episode of Boat Business Talks, where we talk about some boat businesses and how they can maybe be of service to you. It's been my pleasure to be able to present this to you, Marine Business Growth Solutions. Anything I can do for you, feel free to contact me at marinebusinessgrowthsolutions.com, or you can give me a call at 386-286-2450. Until next time, happy sailing.